Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into hour number two. Birgitta Jones.dier is going to join us from 8 after to 40 after. Member of the Icelandic Parliament. She's worked with Mr. Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks. And I've got a lot of questions for her. I think she's a great lady, and we'll get her view on these big leaks that she said would shake the world a few weeks ago when she was on with us. And it is a huge story, but I have questions for her. And then we've got Ray McGovern joining us, former top-level CIA analyst, to break down the situation with Iran, the war drums intensifying, the storm clouds gathering, the dogs of war cry havoc and let loose the dogs of war, as Shakespeare would say, is now becoming inexorable, inevitable, as Hayden, former head of the CIA, said last week. And then we've got, in the last 30 minutes of the show, popping in the father of the birther movement, Phil Berg, will be joining us to give us the latest big developments on that front. But some of the other news I want to get into deals with the government just announcing, oh, yes, we're going to take any stuff off your computer or from your ISP without warrants now. Does Congress say they're going to pass a law? No. Obama says that he's just going to do it on his own. He now operates outside of the law, kind of like Dick Cheney said he did, that he wasn't part of the executive or the legislative or the judicial. He just was his own person. He could order torture. And then when people got in trouble for it, they'd go to prison, and he'd brag about how he ordered the torture, and he wouldn't get in trouble. And then a month and a half ago, George Bush came out and said he'd order torture again. While all these people that followed orders and carried out the torture rot in prison. And I'm not saying they shouldn't be rotting in prison, but who really deserves to be rotting in prison is the question. Well, those that created the policies, John Yoo, Alberto Gonzalez, Dick Cheney, none of us are safe when this type of lawless evil is going on unabated. And at 40 after, when Birgitta Jones.dier leaves us, I'm going to play a clip from the Todd and Don show that's on mornings on our local affiliate, 590 AM. We're also on 1330. They carry a couple hours weekdays. But 590 AM, I was driving in, about to get out of the car, because I get ready at home. Get up about 6, do some research, eat breakfast with the kids, and then I work out, and I don't know why I'm telling you all this. The point is, then I come into work, so it was about 10:25, and I couldn't get out of the car. I was listening, and this woman went on and on about, I want to give up all my rights so the terrorists will get me. The Constitution's bad. I want to be safe. Search my computer with no warrant. I don't have nothing to hide. It's that the corrupt system will use this to frame you. They will use this to set you up. They will use this to track everything you're doing. They'll use this for unfair trade advantage by gathering all this aggregate data and giving it to private corporations that run the government. So that amazing call is coming up in about T-minus 37 minutes from now. But again, the websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The last 30 seconds of the last hour, I plug the fact, I'm going to do it again right now before we go to our guest, that I released this film in March of last year, so more than a year and a half ago, or rather a year and a half ago, and it's the Obama deception, and it's been highly censored. They've used a lot of dirty tricks to try to get it off the web, but it's still up there for free on YouTube and Google. But you need to see it in the highest quality, and it supports this broadcast and funds this info war against the tyranny with our secret weapon, the truth. And we need to get the truth out to everybody, and you can get 4 copies of this for $19.95. This special will end Monday evening. We're taking it down Monday evening. So if you want to get 4 copies of this for $19.95, 10 copies for $39.95, that's $3.98 apiece, or they're $4 and change when you get 4 of them. Available right now. Get a 4-pack, $19.95, and your purchase makes this broadcast possible. Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also download all my films in the highest quality online and burn them to disk, give them to people at PrisonPlanet.tv. And Big Brother is afraid of this information. We couldn't do any of this without you buying the books, the T-shirts, the videos, and those that have PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. I salute you all. We'll be right back.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, for the next 32 minutes or so, for Geeta Jones Dottier, who in just the last year and a half has been really the leader with her coalition in the Icelandic parliament, defeating the banking looting, and that fight is ongoing, but she's had some great victories. I really admire her leadership. She's also in the film that we offer at Infowars.com, The Secret of Oz, how to counter these globalist bankers. But I wanted to get her on because we've never been able to get Julian Assange on the broadcast. He's emailed us back and forth. And I think he's done great work releasing the gun pod footage from the Apaches from a few years ago with the slaughter of the Reuters reporters and shooting the kids up and the pilots laughing about it. They released, what, a year and a half ago, a secret army manual for black ops captains and above, how to stage false flag. But a lot of people I respect, like Tarpley, Webster Tarpley, and Wayne Madsen and others, they have concerns. And but, you know, they might be wrong. And so that's why I want to have a discussion here. But maybe it's how the media spun the 92,000 documents. Because Ray McGovern, who's coming later, he thinks this is really important, and I respect him as well. And I know he's for real. You know, he's exposed the Gulf of Tonkin event they tried to stage a year before they did it under Cheney, right before they left office, trying to start a war with Iran. But Hamid Ghul told us a year and a half ago when he contacted me to come on the show, the former head of Pakistani intelligence. I was shocked by it. He says now is not the time to come back on in email exchanges for some reason, but we're working on that. He did tell the major papers that this was a staged release, that they put out battlefield documents that a lot of times are filled with propaganda, fake body count numbers, things like that, to say that Hamid Ghul is running the Taliban. He says, yeah, I did run it with the U.S. when, you know, we were fighting the Russians. But that's in the Washington Post. Document leak, part of U.S. plot, says Pakistani ex-general with ties to Taliban. And I also am concerned that it says that the New York Times went to Obama weeks before when Assange had given him this info and got his permission. And so maybe that's the issue, that WikiLeaks didn't release this first to the public. They went to The Guardian, Der Spiegel, and The New York Times. And so maybe that's the issue, is how the mainstream media spun it. But Birgitta, when he was in hiding a few months ago, was his spokesman for a time. She knows him. One time she was on with us, and he was in the background there via video Skype. So joining us from Reykjavik is Birgitta Jones-Dottier. Birgitta, what do you think of what I've just said?
Well, you said a lot of things, and I understand the worries that some people have about this release. However, I can assure you that Julian Assange did not contact the Obama administration weeks before this leak. What happened was that a journalist approached him from The Guardian about having an embargo and to work with WikiLeaks on just going through this incredible amount of documents. And however, I have had confirmation about that the New York Times actually went to the Obama administration 2 days prior to the actual leak.
Well, let me just interrupt, then I'll shut up for a moment. I want to be clear. I don't know what I said, but if I misspoke, I meant to say the New York Times went to Obama, not Julian Assange.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that is quite important because he can't possibly go to the United States as things are. However, I think if we just look at it a little bit differently, or at least how I've been looking at it, because we did do an experiment here in Iceland when the Iraqi video was released by working with journalists and giving them an opportunity to work the background material while we were working on making the video as accessible as possible for the general public. And that was actually quite successful in the sense that we managed to get all the necessary background information, such as tracking down witnesses and finding the children, and just to make sure that this was not a falsified video. And I do think that it's very important that WikiLeaks does everything in their power to ensure that.
So do you think the criticism could just be paranoia, or maybe some people are a little bit jealous?
Probably a mix of both. I think it is very important that they actually did go through all the files with experts in investigative journalism, also to make sure that as little information would be there that would put their lives at risk. And I've actually heard reports today that they did not manage to get out all the necessary information, and if that is true, that is of course, very regrettable. I just also want to stress that I am not a spokesperson for WikiLeaks currently. I'm just speaking on behalf of myself here.
No, but I mean, am I correct in saying while he was in hiding, a month or two ago, that you were for a period, is what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. I did decide to stick my neck out because somebody needed to be accessible if the media or others needed to get some information.
Well, Birgitta, we salute you on that front. But I think the concerns do have some validity, only in that we know the media is spinning this towards an escalation of forces that they now admit.
The thing is, you can't hold WikiLeaks responsible for how the media chooses to spin
it. No, I agree with you.
Now it is the citizens and the people that are working, like you and others, with more of a social media, it is our responsibility to make sure that we spin it in the correct on the correct path, and to base it on the information that is found in these documents. And, you know, one of the things that I find to be very important, and many people have forgotten the warning that the Russians gave NATO before NATO decided to attack in Afghanistan, and that is, you're never going to win this war. And from these documents, you can see that this is an unwinnable war. You cannot win this war. So I think it does raise valid questions as, you know, Obama promised to pull the troops out. I can't see that is actually happening. So there always didn't you just pass a huge bill with a huge amount of money to carry on the war effort in Afghanistan while your nation is suffering from poverty and starvation? It's just it should be an encouragement for Mr. Obama to carry on with the plan that he promised this nation, your nation, before he was elected.
Well, Birgitta, I agree with you. This is earth-shaking, as you said a month ago, that the info coming out would be earth-shaking, and it's a very complex issue. I mean, I think bare minimum, the media, mainstream media, is spinning the material towards an attack or an escalation of military forces inside Pakistan, and what do you expect them to do? I agree the documents that I've looked over, and of course, I haven't had time to read much of it. I mean, I've read quite a bit, but there's 92,000 documents, does show a clear picture of an unwinnable war. And so I think that you have a lot of courage, even, you know, being affiliated as a spokesman for a while when he was in incommunicado. And I think Mr. Assange has a lot of courage. I've praised him in the past. I've just been confused by a lot of people that I respect having their concerns.
Well, you had like John Young on, and I am thoroughly shocked by the way he has been using his website just to publish slander from somebody claiming to be a WikiLeaks insider, just from the stuff related to things that I've been doing. I mean, there's a lot of slander about me and my movement in the parliament there as well, claiming, for example, that we are funding WikiLeaks, which is so ludicrous because we don't have any money.
Well, I mean, Birgitta, I think you're a wonderful person and you've borne great fruit, so I was not aware of that. Let's talk about, from what you know about WikiLeaks, what you take away from this incredible information.
Well, from this particular leak or just in general?
Overall.
Overall, I think WikiLeaks is incredibly important in the sense that there is no other place in the world currently that offers such incredible protection for sources. And so there has been, if you just go through the website and look at some of the documents that are there, you realize how incredibly sad it is how the mainstream media has completely ignored some of these important leaks. And I think maybe this experiment with the mainstream media puts WikiLeaks on the agenda, gets it into the mainstream media to get more attention to what is actually being leaked. I think that is important. I think it is important that journalists in general start to work together, because everywhere you see funds being slashed when it comes to investigative journalism. And if we ever have needed investigation into the big corporations, into the military machine, into corrupt governments, we need it now, because we're in such a transformational state, as not only as individual countries, but as humanity. We are running out of planet, and we need to start to work together. And I'm really encouraged. I am so concerned about what is currently happening in the Gulf of Mexico, and you know, I've been reading first hand accounts from people that are there that are trying to do rescue work, and their accounts and then what you see in the media is very disturbing.
Well, we're going to talk about that after the break, then, since you bring up the Gulf of Mexico. But separately, WikiLeaks released key Bilderberg info, and the mainstream dominant corporate media ignored that. So, I mean, early on, I've been defending WikiLeaks and think this is important, but then I get criticized. So I've been trying to really gauge it and figure out what's really happening here. But I do see the mainstream media putting the focus back on WikiLeaks like they're bad from one perspective, and Senator Graham calling for criminal indictments. And then I do see some of the alternative media raising questions. So that's why we've been trying to flesh it out and have a larger discussion. I wish Julian Assange would come on this radio show and, you know, tell us directly. But I know he's tried to be impartial and just release the info without giving his views on it. But I think he has given some of his views, in fairness, you know, saying this shows, you know, the carnage that's involved.
Mm-hmm. Well, it just shows the horror of war every day by day, and it doesn't show like one massive huge killing. It just shows the everyday killing of citizens, and also how the war has been painted in different colors than you can actually read there. I think it was important. If this would have just been dumped on WikiLeaks without any explanation, an in-depth investigation into, for example, the military language. I mean, I don't understand most of this language. I'm not born and raised in that sort of lingo. So I think it is important that we, or, you know, that we have an access to some sort of understanding what this all means in order to...
Absolutely. Let's talk about more of what's in those documents, then the Gulf of Mexico info, and the latest there in Iceland, and the film.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
We are back live, and we do need to have the focus on the documents, the massacres, the killing, the fact that the war is a disaster, that the troops are in there being forced to grow the opium, instead of just obsessing over WikiLeaks. We need to look at those documents themselves, and the controlled media has been pretty successful at spinning it away from that. Birgitta Jones-Dottier, looking over these documents, I mean, how long ago did you know about the documents before they released them?
Just a little while before. There's actually so much occurring in Iceland that I've had to put my focus on there in the last month or so. But what I've seen, and just also just from reading, I wasn't particularly impressed with The Guardian. I wish I could read Der Spiegel, which is a very reputable German weekly magazine. I was disappointed with the take of the New York Times on it. It was way too soft somehow and just didn't really get into the grittiness of it. What it shows us is that the war is actually not going as well as the mainstream media and the Obama administration has been depicting for the world. And I do feel, you know, this is a NATO operation. Iceland is, for example, a member of NATO, and we have sent people there. Even though we don't have a military, they now changed it into Peace Corps. But I have been told by somebody that served there that this is just military training. So I think every NATO country, for example, needs to. I do think I am a part of, I go to the NATO parliamentary meetings. And ironically, I'm a part of that. I believe we need also people that work for peace and pacifists.
Being a member of the Icelandic parliament and being able to go to these NATO meetings, what is the sense of Europe? I mean, I've read in the polls that the people do not want to be in Afghanistan.
Yes, and, you know, for example, I really don't think that anybody has a comprehensive understanding of the purpose of this war. I mean, first, many people felt it was like a revenge against the 9/11 attack in the U.S. Then they wanted to liberate the Afghanis from themselves, or the Taliban, or the opium lords. And now we get news about, and have been known, it's been known for years that the opium trade is so strong in Afghanistan. How is that possible? We heard also, I remember, that there was very much propaganda around that they, NATO wanted to help Afghanistan to build schools and liberate women and so forth. Is that really happening? Is you know, the infrastructure of Afghanistan stronger? I don't think so. So what is the purpose of this war? Let's talk about that. What is the purpose of the war in Afghanistan?
From your research, what is the purpose?
Well, it's about natural resources. What else?
Yeah, it's about opium, it's about lithium, it's about oil and gas pipeline routes.
Exactly.
It's also about being a strategic base to menace Russia, Pakistan, and China.
I mean, NATO means the North Atlantic Military Alliance or whatever, and it's very far from the North Atlantic. What is NATO doing in Afghanistan?
Yeah, NATO has announced in the last 5 years they want to be a global force now.
Oh, really? Yeah, exactly. Well, I think that that is not, for example, the vision of those. Very many people in Iceland are not happy with Iceland being part of NATO because we want to be a pacifist nation.
Birgitta, do you think that this is going to have the same effect that the Pentagon Papers did with finally starting the end of the Vietnam War? Do you? I mean, because this is earth-shaking if we're able to actually get the information out of the people.
Well, Daniel Ellsberg says that he compares this to the Pentagon Papers, and he is, of course, the person responsible for that leak. So, you know, he is a person that I greatly respect, and I encourage people to listen to what he's been saying about this leak, and WikiLeaks as well. I hope that this will be the end of this war, but I really do also hope that the material that has been leaked on WikiLeaks and elsewhere about the reality of war, modern warfare, and the motivations behind these wars will give people enough power to actually stop the next war looming. We all know that they are trying to start a war against Iran. They want to have much more stronghold in this region. So this should be an empowerment for those that are sick of all the spending on military while people are, you know, starving in our world.
Well, I just hope that people realize that we're not in Afghanistan for the reasons, the different reasons we've been given in the past. How was the Icelandic media covering WikiLeaks?
They're quite positive about it, except, of course, the predictable media. It's always the same. It's left and right gameplay.
Birgitta, final segment with you straight ahead. Any subjects you want to talk about, the latest with your fight against the banking looting, the banking occupation forces there, and the info you wanted to get into concerning the Gulf of Mexico spill. We'll be right back with a member of parliament from Iceland.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We got Ray McGovern. He thinks the WikiLeaks situation is huge news, very important. He's had a chance to analyze some of the 92,000 documents. He'll be joining us 30 minutes of the next hour. And then the father of the birther movement, a lot of key intel he's developed. Attorney Phil Berg's joining us in the last half of the next hour. Going back to Brigitte Jones Dottier, I've asked her a lot of questions. I appreciate her joining us. I want you to get into the banking fight and then the intel you wanted to get into, you know, the info you're getting that we're not getting in the mainstream media about the oil spill. Now the new CEO of BP, U.S., says, yeah, it may still be leaking. So we're seeing a lot of deception there. But before we do that, how do folks support Iceland and your movement to beat the banking takeover?
Well, I guess the best way of supporting us is just to support any attempts in your own countries to change the way we handle the monetary system. We need to rethink the way we do banking. The way I see reserve banking, it is a criminal act. And we are hoping, it looks actually quite positive that the best bank will be established in the city of Reykjavik. It is being looked into now by the Reykjavik City Council. And there is sort of a growing understanding among people, and I'm actually attending tonight a meeting about the monetary system and asking a grassroots group that has also been bringing forward this idea about the best bank, which is based on the model of North Dakota. You already have so many fantastic things in place in your country that would be fantastic to see if you would do this in each and every state, for example, to have like the Bank of North Dakota. It is such an incredibly fantastic model to base, you know, and to have business with. So, you know, I guess the best support we could have right now is, like I have asked before, is if you have any information, you know, deep information about how the IMF functions, any recent good documentaries about the IMF, how they roll over nations and destroy them, that would be very useful. We're trying to form a group and we're going to have a big rally next month to raise awareness about who is really in charge in Iceland. And there's been actually regular protests outside their offices. My biggest concern right now is the IMF and their influence on our energy sector and their desire and or actually their demand that we will prioritize our energy sector, which has always been publicly owned and should still be publicly owned. We are just, I think the biggest support is actually just growing awareness about, you know, just keep your eyes on Iceland and support the IMI initiative. And but, you know, I like to see it as a, I like to see people in general just wake up and realize that they are the change, even though this is an Obama slogan. I think it's a good slogan. I think each and every one of us have to remember that we as individuals can change the world, and now is really the time for that. In relation to the BP, I don't have a lot of insider's information. I have just want to encourage people, if they do have information that they feel that the general public should have access to just leak it. It's simple. Everybody needs to be aware of what is really going on there. The storm season is about to break on, isn't it, in August? But yes. You know, the hurricanes and so forth. I think also it is important to encourage journalists and activists to work very thoroughly together in investigating also the history of BP, because I've heard that there have been similar accidents like the one in the Gulf of Mexico in South America that got very little report about.
Well, you're so, right. BP has the worst safety record in the United States alone. They have had more violations and more disasters, according to the Associated Press, than all the other oil companies in the Houston area combined. And now their last CEO has gone to Russia, and the guy they had running Russia BP operations, he's become the new head here. So it's just amazing.
Yes, and I think if we can dig enough information about them and get it into the mainstream media, I mean, I saw a video clip from CNN saying that the First Amendment was being broken on them, and, you know, because they couldn't report about, for example, all the people that are getting sick but are working in the cleaning effort, about all the animals, small and large, that are dying. And just the fact that they did this experiment with chemicals so that the oil spill is, you know, 90% underwater, so you can't see it. And then, you know, it's a blackout, media blackout. So the media is completely controlled, just like the war in, you know, the first Iraqi war. And, you know, I just encourage everybody to both pull together the information and harass your local representatives so that you can actually get an understanding what is really going on. And I think that in general, if we allow the big corporations to do, you know, their criminal activities with unpunished, and just to turn away when people are in distress, like, you know, is in that entire region, then we haven't learned anything. Then they're winning.
Well, you're right. I mean, then it allows them to set the precedent to get away with anything they want. Birgitta Jonsdottir, a member of the Icelandic parliament, really leading the opposition against the banking takeover and having a lot of success. We salute your great work, and God bless you. And if more people had the same spirit of liberty that you have, we wouldn't be in such bad shape. So I hope that your spirit of freedom does infect others. And, of course, much of what she's talking about is in the film The Secret of Oz. I would add it's available at InfoWars.com. Birgitta, thank you for joining us on short notice. What's the best website for people to visit to find out more about your work?
It's probably just best to get onto Facebook. I have a fan page there where I'm actually quite active there to both put in the newest links and films and so forth. And I really strongly want to urge people to see a very, very important film called Flow, For the Love of Water. You can see that for free on the internet. It is about the privatization of water. And I strongly urge everybody to see that particular film. And I urge people to be in touch either via Facebook or you go to my personal website. If you Google my name, you can find that. This should pop up first.
All right. Birgitta Jonsdottir, God bless you. We'll talk to you again soon. Keep it up.
You too.
All right. There goes. Thank you. There goes Birgitta Jonsdottir. And by the way, the maker of this film, director Bill Still, who made The Money Masters, went to Iceland. That's in his film. It's got Ellen Brown, Byron Dale, Joseph Farah, Professor Michael Hudson, James Robertson, Peter Schiff, Professor Quentin Taylor, and many others. It is available at InfoWars.com. Discounted, it exposes the banking cartel and solutions of how to stop these people. Now, I want to shift gears. I talked in the first hour a lot about Google and a report out of Wired Magazine today, their online version, exclusive Google CIA invest in future of web monitoring. And it says an investment arm of the CIA and Google are both backing a company that monitors the web in real time and says it uses the information to predict the future. Predict the future. You heard me right. Tracking everything you do in real time, your cell phones, your smart meters, watching what you're doing in your house. They're coming out with new appliances that control and track what's in your refrigerator. Just total surveillance, the nanny state. The company's called Recorded Future, and it scours tens of thousands of websites, blogs, and Twitter accounts to find the relationship between people, organizations, actions, and incidents, both present and still to come. So it's pre-crime. In a white paper, the company says its temporal analysis engine goes beyond search by looking at the invisible links between documents that talk about the same or related issues. So it's relationships, entities, and events. And it goes into how it's being funded by Google and the CIA and is run by a former Swedish Army Ranger with a PhD in computer science. And it goes into the 16-person Cambridge, Massachusetts firm attractive to Google Ventures and NQTEL, a branch of the CIA. Now, I made the point that this doesn't point out that the government admits they post fake al-Qaeda blogs everywhere to scare the public. Even the CIA admitted in the Washington Post 2 months ago they've created fake al-Qaeda videos with bin Laden and others. This is admitted. And so they're tracking all this fake info that private corporations and intelligence agencies in government and outside of government are posting to create this fake illusion of men with turbans hiding underneath your table trying to suck the blood out of your feet or hiding in your closet or under your bed. And the fact that they do put out fake info constantly and that they can also then come to you with pre-crime and say that they've got evidence you've committed a crime, and they talk about that in here. We already proved lie detectors were used to put hundreds of thousands of innocent people in prison. The governments have been caught all over the place planting fake DNA evidence on people. They can fake fingerprints. I mean, all of this is admitted. And so you can't trust the big corrupt system to be doing this, but now they admit that all of this surveillance is really going on and happening. This is so important. Now, I just wanted to recap that because it dovetails with this. This is the Washington Post today. White House proposal would ease FBI access to records of internet activity. But you read the full proposal, it's also them getting into your computer, with remote access, basically expanding the sneak and peek provision with no warrants. The Obama administration is seeking to make it easier for the FBI to compel companies to turn over records of an individual's internet activity without a court order, so without a warrant, if agents deem the information is relevant to terrorism or an intelligence investigation. What does the Enemy Combatant Act say? What does the Violent Belligerent Act say? What does the Patriot Act say for any misdemeanor crime? It says they can secretly arrest you for any intelligence purposes. All of this. So this is pointed at you. We know almost 100% of the Homeland Security apparatus with 854,000 private spies, secretly federalizing police chiefs. All of this is now coming out. We know it's pointed at gun owners, conservatives, landowners, businesses that aren't part of the New World Order, so global businesses can consolidate control and have espionage, private intel on you. I read Bloomberg with their big report. Fallen soldiers' families denied cash as insurers profit, and it admits public health, that the reports here say that every major insurance company is involved in this. And it goes on to say, this is bad faith. This is criminal. It's institutionalized bad faith. In my view, this is a scheme to defraud by inducing the policyholder's beneficiary to let the life insurance company retain assets they're not entitled to. It's turning death claims into a profit center. And they just mail you something saying, here's your checkbook to draw your dead husband or dead son's insurance money. And when you sign it, then they take $400,000, $500,000, $1 million from you and give you 1% interest a year on it, but never give you the full money. And it goes on in the article to talk about how it's criminal, but they got the feds to change the regulations so they could do this. And it goes further than that. Big corporations, you know, hire greeters at their front doors, and then they've been caught taking insurance out on them and never even telling the family and keeping it. And they've done actuaries knowing a certain amount are going to die. They're going to get that money. This is just an example of how criminal these systems are. Now, I want to shift gears and dovetail, again, all of this information that we're going to be covering here. This caller today called in to the Todd and Don show that's on News Radio 590 KLBJ in the morning, and I was driving into work and heard this, and I've heard similar things over and over and over again. And it mirrors what the woman said in Terror Storm in London, where she said, I want to give up my liberty for freedom. And they say, well, if you don't have anything to hide, let the government spy on you. Well, why do we have, without warrants, why do we even have a Magna Carta, a Bill of Rights, a Constitution? Why do we even have due process? Why do we even have property rights? Why do we have a Fourth Amendment? Why do we have any of this? It's to protect us from a criminal government. The government now wants to be able to secretly arrest you for no reason and have the military literally take you to a FEMA camp. That's in the Violent Belligerence Act. But it says not for violence, for any reason they deem. And it's secret. The great danger, as Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, Thomas Paine explained to us, was corrupt government. So here's this woman, Connie, calling in saying, I believe the FBI should be able to just do whatever they want and not have warrants. The Constitution's bad. We need to get rid of it to keep us safe. She doesn't understand our government's now run by a bunch of crooks, and that's why the founders put the Bill of Rights there. If she doesn't like that, she should leave America, because it's America that was so special. We were just more real estate, more dirt, but we had a freer system that empowered the individual, that empowered liberty. So let's go ahead and start this clip. Here it is.
You don't want the FBI to search your computer.
No, I really don't.
Okay.
I really don't.
Connie, you're on KLBJ. Good morning.
Especially since
good morning.
I remembered a couple things. Yeah. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes.
I just was making a comment on the FBI being able to come and get your computer and go through it if they think, you know, there's something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If you have nothing to hide, you should be glad they're doing that, because they're trying to protect you. And I think we use the Constitution and whatever just to help the terrorists, and that's stupid. We should be helping America and let them come in and let them do what they need to do to catch these terrorists.
So sacrifice your freedom.
All right, we're going to come back from break and play the whole clip unedited, but I just want to point out, Again, this is America. We have a Bill of Rights and Constitution. We elect judges. We elect sheriffs. We elect city councils and county commissioners and state house legislators and congressmen and women, senators. That's why the police can't become their own power. That's what's happened to every third world country and Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia. They do become their own power. And then they rob and loot and take over the society for the special interests they serve. You've got to go to a judge under those rules and show your evidence or your probable cause that there's something going on. Meanwhile, the entire Bill of Rights is being removed for the American people. And then something that is constitutional, the Arizona law, after somebody's already been stopped for speeding or drunk driving, to say, okay, are you a citizen? Every other country does that. But we can't do things that are constitutional, but they do everything else that isn't. And this woman thinks that she's going to be safe if the FBI and these hundreds of thousands, well, now in the millions, of secret spies have unlimited power. She is totally ignorant and just thinks the government is their big daddy, their big nanny state that cares about you. Lady, they passed laws to be able to take your pension funds. It's already started. They passed laws to make it legal for them to take your insurance money and not pay you. They're passing laws to double, triple your water bill, to put toll roads on existing roads. They're passing laws to legalize criminality. That's what Nazi Germany did. The government is the number one killer in history. You better figure that out, you dingbat.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Every morning at the mine, you can see him around.
So you don't want the FBI to search your computer?
No, I really don't.
Okay.
I really don't.
Connie, you're on KLBJ. Good morning.
Especially since
good morning.
I remembered a couple things. Yeah. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes.
I just was making a comment on the FBI being able to come and get your computer and go through it if they think, you know, there's something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If you have nothing to hide, you should be glad they're doing that because they're trying to protect you. And I think we use the Constitution and whatever just to help the terrorists, and that's stupid. We should be helping America and let them come in and let them do what they need to do to catch these terrorists.
So sacrifice your freedoms?
It's a freedom. Would you rather be killed by the terrorists? I mean, it's serious.
Well, that's how I feel about airport security. Anytime.
Go ahead and finish your question.
It wasn't a question.
Would somebody rather be killed by a terrorist than sacrifice their freedoms?
Right.
I'd like to hear you throw that question at a few soldiers.
Look, I think that the soldiers are fighting at a deficit. In other words, we have all these little laws that are helping the terrorists, and we need to make it so that they're safer and let the government go and check all these bad people. Good grief. You know, it's people that are so naive about life, and they think, oh, my freedom's going to be obstructed. Well, if you don't have anything to hide, what do you care?
Thank you, Connie. Appreciate it.
I agree with Connie in many instances.
I don't agree with her at all.
I mean, how could you agree with her? I guess the Founding Fathers are idiots, and Connie, who can barely talk, she's an expert, but she represents that 30% or so in the polls who like the naked body scanners. And the government lies and says, we're not recording it, we can't see your genitals, and now they admit they are recording it. They are seeing your genitals. It is a body scan for passive cameras to be used on the streets to look through your clothes and know your identity. I mean, you know, just let them secretly arrest us. Let them round up and put a bag over the head of whoever they want. And she thinks the terrorists are these men in caves. But if you read all the government documents, Connie, the terrorists are listed as the American people. The terrorists are us. The terrorists, this entire system is designed to oppress the American people. You say, protect America. Connie, have you noticed who's looting the country? Have you noticed who's taking all of our liberties and freedoms, Connie? Have you noticed who's looting trillions of dollars? Have you noticed all the oppression that's happening and all the new taxes and how taxes go up, but government services go down? I mean, Connie, they told us NAFTA and GATT was going to be great, but their plan was to deindustrialize us, a post-industrial society. That's stated. Hey, Connie, do you really believe they want to save you by taxing carbon dioxide that you exhale, or do you think the big banks want to rape you financially? I mean, what does it take, Connie, for you to stop being such a sheeple? For you to stop being somebody who is so incredibly trusting of the system? What is your problem, Connie? Sometimes it just gives me a headache. It actually gives me a headache to listen to someone like her who just is ready to give up all of the freedoms that our forefathers fought and died for, that made this country so special, that made this nation so wonderful. And it's all being dismantled. Our country is being converted 100% to the greatest tyranny ever seen on the globe. And there are so many weak-minded, wanting, sheeple-like people that really think the nanny state cares. Lady, why don't you read online? It's free online. Just search EcoScience. You can find it online. Search full text of EcoScience and read how they put stuff in your water to sterilize your fat hind end. Why don't you grow up and research that governments killed 200 million people last century alone?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.